on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the UK says it won't accept any arrangements over fishing after the Brexit transition period which don't fit with those of an independent nation. The HSE says it'll be some time before there's herd immunity to COVID-19 here, despite the development of vaccines. A further 14 COVID-related deaths, meanwhile, confirmed today in Northern Ireland with 441 new cases. The owner of a bar in the west of Ireland insists he will open without serving food because all his customers will have rapid COVID tests, and student nurses are to have their allowances increased in January, while there's been another robust discussion in the Dáil over the student nurses' pay issue. Later in the bulletin, Oisin is here with the sports news, and as it's a Thursday, we'll have farming news and views with Chris Ashmore. That's coming up directly after sport. We begin though with Brexit, and the UK says it won't accept any arrangements over fishing after the Brexit transition period which don't fit in with those of an independent nation. Earlier, the European Union published contingency plans in the event that there's no agreement on a trade deal. Among the measures is a proposal to allow EU fishing boats keep access to UK waters during 2021. That's been a sticking point in the ongoing talks. Taoiseach Micheál Martin's in Brussels for an EU summit on the issue. He says the focus remains on seeking a deal, despite how difficult that appears to be.
I will be discussing with my colleagues the situation in relation to Brexit, the importance of doing everything we possibly can to achieve a deal, a trading deal, so that the future relationship with the United Kingdom and the European Union is one that is sustainable and solid and harmonious into the future. But it is very difficult, and from talking to colleagues, no one understates the challenges that lie ahead.
The HSE says it'll be some time before there's herd immunity to COVID-19 here, despite the development of vaccines. The government's task force is due to complete its report tomorrow on how a vaccine would be rolled out when it becomes available. The head of the European Medicines Agency has warned today there is no guarantee of positive news at the end of this month on the approval of Pfizer's jab. The HSE Chief Clinical Officer Dr. Colm Henry says people in the meantime can't drop their guard.
While the vaccine is good news, it's going to take some time before it protects all of us to a level where we have this concept called herd immunity. And in the meantime, we can't let up on our collective actions.
A further COVID-related deaths in the north of Ireland today, 14 more deaths confirmed with 441 new cases. It brings the death toll north of the border to 1,099. The total number of cases since the start of the pandemic now sits at 56,719. The owner of a bar in the west of Ireland insists he will open without serving food because all his customers will have rapid COVID tests. Pubs that don't serve food can only offer a delivery or takeaway service under current restrictions. However, Donal Byrne, who owns Eileen's Bar in Achamore, County Mayo, has decided to introduce mandatory antigen testing before anyone can enter the premises. He says he's trying to guarantee a safe environment.
We have looked into this and we have looked into the legal matters of it, and we feel that we were within our rights. We feel that this is safer. Putting a burger and sandwich for somebody doesn't make them safe, while testing them does.
Student nurses are to have their allowances increased in January. The government has established two reviews into the allowances available to them. It also intends to examine whether they're being asked to do inappropriate work on student placements. It comes a week after the government voted against a motion to pay student nurses. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly says the reviews are underway.
My department is engaging with the representative organisations on this matter, and if the organisations give their agreement for the review, my intention, Deputy, is that any recommended increase in allowance related to COVID would be in place in January, as Minister. Requested by the representative bodies.
Meanwhile, in a robust exchange with Tánaiste Leo Varadkar this afternoon, Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty rejected the government's assertion that this is not a matter for the Dáil, but a matter for the public pay discussion mechanisms.
This is a political issue, because government has decided to turn their face against this issue.
Deputy, thank you.
Government is now coming under sustained pressure. And let me finish on this, Gaston Corlea. We will not give up until student nurses are properly remunerated for the work that they've done.
Thank you,
and you should hear the calls loud and clear from the public right across this state that they back fully our student nurses in this demand.
Well, responding, Tánaiste Leo Varadkar repeated that the issue of student nurses' pay can't be decided in the Dáil, but through formal negotiations. And he hit back at Deputy Doherty.
The motion that all last week was party politics. It was non-binding.
It was unfunded. If it had passed, it would not have been worth a single euro to a single student nurse. It was designed to make the government look bad, the opposition look good, and do nothing at all for student nurses. Public pay is not voted on in the Dáil, ever. Public pay is negotiated between the government and trade unions, and negotiations are now underway on the next pay deal.
Two high-profile Sky News journalists have been taken off air after a party in London last Saturday breached COVID-19 guidelines. Following an internal review, presenter Kay Burley has agreed to be taken off air for 6 months. Political editor Beth Rigby is being sanctioned for 3 months, as is correspondent Inzamam Rashid. All those involved say they regret the incident and they have apologised. Detectives from the PSNI's Terrorism Investigation Unit have searched a house in the Ballymagowan area of Derry in connection with an ongoing investigation into the activities of the new IRA. During the search, a number of items were seized for further forensic examination, including, the PSNI say, electronic items. Local police from the Derry City and Strabane District assisted in the search. 679 schools are to be connected to broadband by the end of 2022 in an acceleration of the National Broadband Plan. 42 of the schools are in Donegal. Under the original rollout, some schools would have had to wait up to 7 years for connection. Now all schools will be connected within 2 years. The Donegal figure of 42 is the fourth highest in the country, behind Cork, Mayo and Galway. The details of the schools and more information on our website, highlandradio.com. The Agriculture Minister says he's secured funding for a number of vital farming schemes next year after the European Commission gave the green light to his department in recent days. Thousands of farmers will receive over €380 million under a number of schemes. Minister Charlie McConnellogue says it's vital that these schemes progress.
Yeah, well, it's really important. And one of my key objectives is to try and underpin and support farm incomes. And that's why I was delighted working with Minister for Public Expenditure Michael McGrath to secure an 11% increase in funding in the agriculture budget this year over and above the previous year. And that was so that we could continue schemes such as GLASS, the Beef Best scheme to support suckler beef, the Beef Data Genomics Programme, ANC payments, the Sheep Welfare Scheme and TAMS. And also achieving an additional €79 million for new environmental measures too. But on the back of getting that additional expenditure, we also had to secure approval from Europe for those schemes to continue next year. And I was glad this week that approval came through. So as of the start of January now, those schemes will all be continuing for farmers next year. And then we will have the additional spending on environmental schemes to go alongside that as well. So that is going to be important, particularly given the challenges of Brexit and the backdrop, that those schemes are there to underpin and support family farm incomes.
Two men in their early 20s have been arrested in connection with the murder of Keane Mulready Woods. The 17-year-old from Drogheda in County Louth was killed and his body dismembered in January. His remains were discovered in a sports bag dumped in a residential area in Coolock, Dublin, and in a burnt-out car abandoned in Drumcondra. It's believed the murder is related to a gang feud in Drogheda. The two suspects arrested today are being held in Dundalk and Mount Joygar, the stations. A man detained on Tuesday remains in custody in Drogheda. An anti-racism workshop is taking place tonight in Letterkenny to relate the experiences and difficulties of a Syrian refugee family who resettled in Donegal. The workshop will also focus on the experience of asylum seekers, the process they have to undergo, and also explore some of the reasons why people leave their own countries. The online workshop is on from 6:30 to 8:00. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says refugees set to be housed in Letterkenny means that this workshop is now coming at an apt time.
Syrian families who are going to give their experiences of relocating to Donegal and some of the difficulties that they met. And in part two of it, we will have a discussion with Nolunga Jolongu, who is a community development activist who works with the asylum seekers and refugees. And she will be talking about the experiences of asylum seekers who are in the direct provision centres. So, look, it's going to be a very interesting workshop. I think it's coming at a very apt time with the influx of the new refugees coming to Letterkenny. And I think it will dismiss a lot of the myths that are out there in relation to the lives of refugees.
And I'm sure one of the key objectives is to break down those barriers and to give people, especially here in Donegal, a better insight.
Yeah, it's about raising awareness of the plight. It's also about raising awareness to direct provision. Certainly not the way to welcome people to our country and how we treat them when we do bring them into our country. So I think it's going to be a very interesting online workshop tonight, and there will be an opportunity to have questions and answer session. And if anybody wishes to have a place at the workshop, then I would ask that they would contact elaine.mcelroy@ashtoncentre.com just to register, or if they give me a call, I will give them the link for it. So, look, I would encourage people in the county to tune in there tonight.
And that was Councillor Gerry McMonagle speaking earlier today to Catherine Gaffney. Returning to an earlier story, and the UK says it won't accept any arrangements over fishing after the Brexit transition period which don't fit those of an independent nation. It came following the publication by the European Union of contingency plans in the event of a no deal being reached. Well, political correspondent Sean Defoe has been considering the latest developments.
The discussion has very much moved on to what should happen if these talks ultimately fail and there's no deal at the end of the month. This morning, the EU published contingency plans for a number of areas. It would allow planes, freight and passenger traffic to continue to move between EU and UK for up to 6 months into next year. It would also allow mutual access to fishing grounds for both fleets for up to a year or until a deal is reached. But all that would need to be agreed to by the UK to actually make it happen. So even the contingency plan can't be agreed unilaterally. And the UK has said it won't accept anything on fishing that doesn't fit with what they believe an independent state should have. While some EU member states are also unhappy at publishing the plans, as they believe they would take the pressure off the UK if we do end up in a no-trade deal scenario. So in short, there's still no agreement on the key remaining differences and a lot of work for the negotiators to do by Sunday's deadline. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
The Sinn Féin chair of the Oireachtas Public Petitions Committee says he's disappointed that the first meeting of the committee was adjourned because of a row between himself and Fine Gael. TDs, including Brendan Griffin and Owen Murphy, demanded that Deputy Brown make a statement on comments he made on Tip FM earlier this week. Deputy Brown suggested Sinn Féin should stop apologising for IRA attacks, but he claims he meant everyone should move beyond apologies to reconciliation.
I take your concerns on board, but like I said, it isn't on the agenda. We're sticking to the agenda. It's the first meeting.
Chairman,
we're asking people to all cooperate.
Chairman, no, we can't simply ignore this and move on as if nothing happened, as if you haven't said anything. This is important that it's dealt with now. And I'm asking you now if you will either explain to the committee your comments or if you will make an explanation to the Dáil next week, as your colleague, Deputy Stanley, has made a commitment to do.
Deputy Griffin, this isn't the forum.
And ultimately, that meeting had to be adjourned without any business being completed.
Sport on Highland brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past five. We say good evening to Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with local soccer. Fan Harps have announced Tony McNamee will return for the 2021 season. The Remelton man is the sixth member of the 2020 squad to commit for another campaign. The 2021 season will be McNamee's fifth with the club. He, of course, featured initially in 2015 and then in 16 before returning for the 2019 campaign. The midfielder appeared 15 times in all competitions last season. Robbie McCord has joined Sligo Rovers today for the 2021 Air Trusty League campaign. The Dubliner moves from Waterford FC. He spent five seasons with West Bromwich Albion in England before returning to Ireland with Bohemians in mid-2018. The curtain comes down on Dundalk's European adventure this evening. The FAI Cup winners face Arsenal in the final Group B game in the Europa League. Kick-off at the Aviva is at 5-6, and Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta is expecting a tough game tonight.
Well, first of all, I would like to congratulate him for winning the FA Cup on Sunday. It's a great achievement, so congratulations to the club and the coaching staff and the players. And yes, I saw a really brave team when they came to the Emirates. I think they will play with no fear in a beautiful stadium, and they will put things difficult for us, I think.
Tottenham, Leicester and Rangers will also be hoping to win their groups this evening. All three have already qualified, but first place will mean they are seeded in the draw for the last 32. Tottenham need to beat Royal Antwerp to leap above the Belgium side in Group J. Leicester host AEK Athens and only need to match Braga's result to finish first. Rangers are in the same scenario and need to equal Benfica's result when they take on Poznan. Celtic, who can't qualify, are taking on Lille. Ireland internationals Jacob Stockdale, Stuart McCluskin, Eric O'Sullivan will start for Ulster Rugby in the Heineken Champions Cup opener against Toulouse tomorrow. Stockdale's been picked on the left wing with McCluskey alongside James Hume in midfield. John Cooney and Ian Madigan are paired in the halfbacks, while O'Sullivan, who won his first Irish cap last week, comes into the team at loose-head prop. Graham McDowell's ended the first day of golf's DP World Tour Championship, six shots off the lead. He opened with a one-over par 73 today. Victor Perez of France holds the lead at 5-under, with more now. Here's Dennis Kerwin.
The DP World Tour Championship in Dubai normally provides birdies galore, but with the pins well tucked away today, a 5-under par round of 67 by Frenchman Victor Perez leads the way. Perez was second at the recent BMW PGA Championship, and should he win here in Dubai, he could well become the first Frenchman to be crowned European number one. Patrick Reed is aiming to become the first American to win the race to Dubai. He had two birdies in a blemish-free round of 70. He lies three shots off the pace. Just one back after rounds of 68 are Robert McIntyre, Eric Van Rooyen, and the 2016 winner of this event, Matthew Fitzpatrick, while Graham McDowell lies on one over par after an opening round of 73. With HalfpennyGolf.com, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
Mayo captain Aidan O'Shea is suggesting rapid testing of family members to allow them to attend their upcoming All-Ireland senior football final against Dublin. The decider is set to be played without supporters in attendance at Croke Park on Saturday week. O'Shea feels testing of close family members on the day of the game would open the door for them to be at the match.
We have the facility there. We have a pitch or a stadium that can hold 8,000 people. I think you could easily account for 500 people either side and socially distance and get people tested the morning of the game and everybody's safe and everybody's happy.
In racing, Davy Russell won't be back in the saddle until the new year. The three-time champion jockey has confirmed that he'll set out the busy festive racing schedule as he continues to recover from dislocating and fracturing vertebrae in the Munster National. Russell says he'll have a better timeline of his recovery when he goes for further medical checks next week. Next year's World Indoor Athletics Championships have been pushed back to 2023. They were due to get underway in China in March. World Athletics say they've made the decision due to uncertainty about the COVID-19 pandemic in the first half of next year. And finally, just looking ahead to tonight on the Score programme just after the 7 News, I'll be joined by Patsy McGonigal and Miles Gallagher to reflect on the sporting life of Hugo Dugan, who was buried earlier today. Kevin Glendening, Donegal International Rally PRO, talks to us about Peter Brainerd, the 1978 International winning co-driver, also passed away this week. Finn Harps under-19 manager Tommy Canning gives us his thoughts on the resumption of the FAI Underage National Leagues. And Leon Blanche, as usual, will be on board with his predictions in our Ahead of the Game section. That's the Score tonight, as always, just after the 7 News. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. Well, it's a Thursday, and that means it's time for Farming News and Views, and we say good evening to Chris Ashmore.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up, we'll hear about the news that the way has been cleared for payments to Donegal farmers for a number of crucial schemes in 2021. But first, the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine is reminding farmers that completed nitrates record forms for the movement of organic fertiliser, temporary movement of animals during the year, or short-term rental grazing arrangements for 2020 should be submitted now to the department by email or post. The deadline is the end of this month. The Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association has called for direct and indirect support to help farming communities through the Brexit process. Speaking to the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Agriculture and the Marine, representatives of the organisation stress the need for active support relevant to the final Brexit outcome. Donegal Representative Henry O'Donnell, outlining the threat posed to our farmers by future UK trade deals that could well see the importation of cheaper beef, stressed the need for a change in direction for our suckler-produced beef. He highlighted the fact that there are proposals to develop a unique, naturally reared suckler beef brand, which can be targeted at the high-end British market, delivering a much higher price, and that must be reflected, he says, back to the primary producer. The Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnell-Ogue, has secured funding for a number of schemes such as GLOSS, the BDGP, ANC, Sheep Welfare and TAMS next year. after the European Commission gave the green light to the Department of Agriculture in recent days. To find out more, I've been speaking to Katrina Morrissey, news editor with the Irish Farmers Journal. Good news insofar as something in the region of 630 million is guaranteed to be on its way in crucial farm payments in 2021. And naturally enough, for farmers in Donegal, this is very welcome.
Very welcome, Chris. Yes, Minister for Agriculture Charlie McConlogue got the green light earlier this week from the European Commission to roll over the Rural Development Programme, which is the source of funding for so many important farm schemes, as you mentioned. And there'll be plenty of them relevant to farmers in Donegal, not least, I suppose, the GLAS, which is the environmental programme, BDGP, which is really important for beef and suckler farmers, and the sheep welfare scheme, which would have a high proportion of farmers in Donegal as well.
Now, was there some doubt that the full amounts wouldn't be coming down the track?
You see, with the talks over the next cap, it wasn't guaranteed that the money would come through on time. And the fact that it has now been cleared is just extremely important because, I mean, it will mean that there's no break in payments. And, you know, nobody having to panic about whether they will be able to get into a scheme for next year. In particular, for GLAS, that's an important one because the lack of the next cap being in place, and there are a huge number of GLAS contracts ending for farmers in December, so they would have been left without what's a significant payment for some of them. I think the average GLAS payment is about €4,800. And many farmers would have faced the GLAS scheme ending and no subsequent agri-environmental scheme to go into. So that's very important. And from what we're told, the Department of Agriculture and the Minister is making the application for this one-year GLAS scheme next year a very simple process to apply for. And that will be as simple as replying to a text message from the Department of Agriculture or else logging on to agfood.ie and ticking a box there. And it's a one-year GLAS scheme, which was, I suppose, a good success by the Minister to be able to get that for next year because, as I say, you know, the bones of €5,000 for a farmer, if he wasn't able to access that in another scheme, it would have been a big loss.
We've enough uncertainty with COVID and Brexit and what's exactly going to happen around the corner. But at least this news will mean that there will be some element of planning for the year ahead. You mentioned there about the timing of payments. Of course, it's hugely important that farmers do get paid on time. And in the past, this has been an issue with the delay in payments.
Has been an issue, and it's something we report on in the Farmers Journal, you know, in a lot of years where payments are delayed. This year, in fairness to the Minister, one of the things that he said when he was appointed was that he wanted to make payment as simple and as easy and as stress-free for farm families as he could. And so far, so good. He has been good to his word. There are farmers who have got their payments in some cases early. And definitely on time. So that's all, you know, it takes a huge amount of stress when you're dependent on someone else to provide the money into your bank account to know that it's coming on time and then you can organise all your other payments because a lot of this money won't last in farmers' accounts. It'll be gone out to pay other bills. It'll be there for Christmas. You know, it's just, it's very important to keep the world turning. You know, farmers have their bills to pay and to get the money in from the department and from Europe is very important. It also allows them to plan, you know, whether that's for buying in cattle or, you know, to stock the farm, whether they need to pay fodder bills, that type of thing. It's extremely important and I'm sure there'll be many a farmer going to bed tonight, rest assured knowing that this money will be on its way.
And what's the latest in relation to the rollover of money, ANC money for farmers?
Yeah, so ANC, that's the old disadvantaged area scheme and would be quite important in Donegal as well, is for the region. That has already been rolled over and that was confirmed that it is €250 million in ANC money for 90,000 farmers. So the Minister had confirmed that a week or two ago. So these other programmes, for example, the Burren obviously won't be relevant to the Donegal farmers, but there will be some in the organic farming scheme as well. And some then who will want to apply to TAMS. And that was part of the budgetary promises that there would be €80 million there for TAMS, which is the equipment scheme and, you know, made very good use of by farmers. In fact, there's an oversubscription for that almost every tranche that's rolled out. But that will go into 2021 as well.
And the sheep welfare scheme, likewise, also very important up here.
Very much so, yeah. And the minister, we reported in the paper there 2 weeks ago that the minister has indicated that there may be some flexibility in terms of the yo numbers that are counted for that scheme. We need to hear more about that from the minister. It was a call from the farm organisations, including the IFA, that the reference years for the number of yos that farmers kept on which the payment is based. He has indicated that there may be some leeway on that, and farmers who may have increased their flock size since the reference year, you know, would be, I'm sure, very anxious to hear more about that.
And finally, what about beef and suckler farmers? Where do they stand in relation to these forthcoming payments?
Yeah, so BDGP, which is the Beef Data and Genomics Programme, there's an awful lot of acronyms in farming these days, but BDGP is the one for suckler and beef farmers. 40 million promised for that and guaranteed for that now because the minister got the green light from Europe. It is likely to be almost the exact same scheme, terms and conditions, as this year. So again, something I suppose that farmers will be happy that it is, again, you know, that they know the scheme, they know the rules, the terms and conditions, they'll be able to meet those to draw down their payment. And we do actually have a warning going back to the ANC, the disadvantaged area payment, that at the moment there are 10,000 farmers nationwide, and I don't have the Donegal breakdown, but there are 10,000 farmers who are not meeting the stocking rate requirements to be able to get their payment. So that's something that some farmers will have to address, because that's a term and condition of the scheme. They must meet stocking rate rules. And there are 10,000 farmers, unfortunately, on the wrong side of that rule at the minute, which they'll have to address on the farm.
And that was Katrina Morrissey, the news editor with the Irish Farmers Journal. In other news, in recent weeks, some retailers have raised the spec on potatoes to what IFA potato chairman Thomas McKeown has described as unattainable levels. He says this is hitting producer incomes and leading to high levels of food waste. He said that with the collapse of the food service sector due to COVID, there is little market for a rejected product and it's ending up as animal feed. The production of potatoes is down by over 10% compared with last year. Finally, a new initiative regarding proposals for farm health, safety and well-being projects under the European Innovation Partnerships has been unveiled. Fatal accidents on farms account for nearly 50% of all workplace fatal accidents each year in Ireland, despite farms only accounting for 6% of the workforce. Up to €1 million has been set aside to explore new and innovative ways of dealing with farm safety challenges within the sector. The closing date for the first stage of proposals is Friday, the 29th of January 2021. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Thank you very much indeed, Chris. Weather forecast from Met Éireann, and after a very wet afternoon, Met Éireann tell us the rain will clear to the east during the evening and early tonight, followed by clear spells and scattered showers. Southerly winds will drop back light to moderate overnight in minimum temperatures of 5 to 7 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, Friday, a mix of sunny spells and scattered showers. Some of the showers becoming heavy in western parts, possibly merging to give longer spells of rain. Maximum temperatures tomorrow 7 to 9 degrees Celsius in light to moderate south to southwest breezes. Main stories in brief this evening, and the UK says it won't accept any arrangements over fishing after the Brexit transition period which don't fit in with those of an independent nation. It's following the publication by the EU of contingency plans in the event of there not being a last minute Brexit trade deal. The HSE says it'll be some time before there's herd immunity to COVID-19 here, despite the development of vaccines. Chief Clinical Officer Dr. Colm Henry is urging people not to drop their guard. There have been a further 14 COVID-related deaths in Northern Ireland and 441 new cases of the virus confirmed there. The owner of a pub in the west of Ireland says he will open without serving food because all his customers will have rapid COVID antigen tests before they enter the premises. And student nurses are to have their allowances increased in January, but still political rowing over the student nurse pay. Next bulletin is at 6 o'clock. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 10th of December. The death has taken place of John McLaughlin, Briney, Letcher, Cooldaff. John's funeral requiem mass will take place on Saturday morning at 11 in St Patrick's Church, Ahaclay, Mallon, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are private to family only, please. The death has taken place of Dr. Pat McAniff, Main Street, Beleek, County Fermanagh. Private mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Beleek. Pat's funeral cortege will leave Southwest Acute Hospital at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon, travelling via Bow Island, Beleek and Eastport Ballyshannon to arrive at St. Ninad's Cemetery, Bundoran at 2 o'clock. In accordance with current restrictions, the funeral will be private to family only, please. Family flowers only, please. And the death has taken place of James Jimmy Sturrock, 4, Courtrai Park, Strabane. Removal from Quigley's funeral home this evening at 5:40, going to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, for Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11. Interment afterwards in St. Patrick's Cemetery, Glen Mahara. In accordance with current restrictions, funeral will be private to family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, mcnmedia.tv/camera/Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane.